Good morning. One or two showers passing through parts of interior New York and New England this morning, particularly in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills and along the I-88 corridor. This activity should tend to diminish as we go through the morning drive. And the remainder of the morning, we'll see hazy sunshine. Humidity, which has been in check all weekend long, is starting to build. I think there'll be a noticeable difference today with temperatures climbing into the middle and upper 80s and the dew points climbing past the 60-degree mark to create a little bit of stickiness out there by the end of the afternoon. Hazy sunshine will dominate, although one or two showers or thunderstorms could fire this afternoon simply because the heat and humidity will be building. As we get into the evening and overnight hours, any thunderstorm activity will die out with partly cloudy skies. It'll be warm and muggy overnight with lows dropping into the middle and upper 60s. Similar day tomorrow, but even warmer, with temperatures climbing up into the lower 90s on average, we'll see a few scattered showers and thunderstorms firing with increased humidity. A cool front, slowly approaching from the west, will enter the region late in the day on Wednesday. Hazy, hot, and humid during the morning and into the afternoon with highs near 90. Then as that front approaches, showers and thunderstorms will become more numerous on Wednesday afternoon, some on the stronger side with heavier downpours. The front will not completely pass through the region until the day on Thursday, so more showers and thunderstorms likely on Thursday morning and into the afternoon with highs holding in the middle 80s. Behind the front, a leftover shower on Friday, then increasing sunshine for Independence Day with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. And right now it looks like high pressure will build in for the remainder of the holiday weekend on Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny both days in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, and far southern Wisconsin, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the South Central Plains to the Great Lakes. A very moist air mass with lower to middle 70s dew points are expected to prevail in these areas today. This will likely contribute to very strong destabilization, and in the absence of outflows and lingering thick cloud cover, robust instability in the presence of 40 knots of effective shear will support intense supercells as the initial storm mode, with a risk of very large hail and some tornadoes. The tornado potential will be influenced by diurnally strong low-level winds, especially near and east of a developing surface low. Given relatively strong forcing for early summer and the influence of an approaching cold front, upscale growth is likely to occur by early to mid-evening. As such, a potentially widespread damaging wind threat could evolve across portions of Iowa and northern Missouri into Illinois and southern Wisconsin, and possibly lower Michigan and northern Indiana during the evening and overnight hours. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring shower and thunderstorm activity in association with a low-pressure area located about 210 miles east-southeast of St. Augustine, Florida. It's on the East Coast. Environmental conditions are forecast to become more conducive for development during the next few days, and a tropical depression is likely to form by midweek while the system moves slowly southwestward, then north and northeastward near the southeastern United States coast. An Air Force Reserve reconnaissance aircraft is scheduled to investigate this low this afternoon, if necessary. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 52 degrees, with a west wind at 13 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 37 degrees. In Albany on the hour, hazy sun, 68 degrees, the dew point 57, 68% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.04 inches, and it is holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-80s, Boston, mostly sunny, near 90, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 87 degrees, the low 64. The average temperature, 76, that's 6 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 4.77 inches for the month and 18.33 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees. The average low, 60. The record high, 98, set in 1964. And 47 is the record low, set in 1938. Sunrise this morning was at 5:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sun and clouds today with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun and clouds today with increasing humidity and a slight chance of a thunderstorm with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy sun and clouds today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm around and highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun and clouds today with increasing humidity and a slight chance of a thunderstorm with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Hazy sun and clouds today with the chance for a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight in the mid to upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid, a scattered shower or thunderstorm, lower 90s. Hazy, hot, and humid Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms likely near 90. More showers and thunderstorms Thursday in the mid-80s. A morning shower Friday, then increasing sun near 80. And mostly sunny for Saturday and Sunday with highs in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.